How old is the oldest person that you've ever met? Have you ever noticed that the older a person is, the more they are aware of the brevity of life? And have you noticed that the older you get, the shorter life seems? That's what I want to talk to you about in this installment of the Meditations and Music Podcast. So stay with me for the next 5 minutes or so as we think about this together. Recently, I read Genesis 47, verses 7 through 9, which says this: And Joseph brought in Jacob his father, and set him before Pharaoh, and Jacob blessed Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said unto Jacob, How old art thou? And Jacob said unto Pharaoh, The days of the years of my pilgrimage are 130 years. Few and evil have the days of the years of my life been, and have not attained unto the days of the years of the life of my fathers and the days of their pilgrimage. There's a few things that really stuck out to me about this passage. The first one is that Jacob said his life was a pilgrimage, which carries with it the idea of a temporary dwelling place or a journey. And that reminds me that this life is only temporary and that it is, in fact, a journey. I also find it interesting that a man who was 130 years old described his life as a few days that have been evil. This 130-year-old man reminds us that this life is temporary. It is a short journey, and the bodies in which we live are only temporary dwelling places, and that life is an existence that includes much adversity. So, life is temporary, life is short, and life is hard. These are three undeniable facts of life. These truths about life are also borne out in other passages of Scripture. For example, in Job 14:1, the Bible says, Man that is born of woman is a few days and full of trouble. Psalm 90 verse 10 says this, The days of our years are 80 years, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. And then one more in the New Testament, James 4:14 says, Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time, and then vanisheth away. In closing this short meditation, let me suggest three things we should do in light of these undeniable facts of life. First, we should not overexpect in this life. Another way to put it is we should accept the fact that we are living in a fallen world that is fraught with problems and suffering and is passing away. Secondly, we should take comfort in the fact that the Lord is going to be with us every step of the way, giving us joy and peace in all of our adversities. Jesus said this to his disciples in John 16:33. He said, These things have I spoken in you, that in me you might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And then lastly, we should set our hearts on the world to come. Jesus said to his disciples in John 14, verses 1 through 3, he said, Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions, and if it were not so, I would have told you, and I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. You know what's going to happen when we get to the Father's house? We're going to have all of our tears wiped away by the Father. You see, Revelation 21:4 says, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Unlike life on this earth, life in the Father's house is not temporary. It is eternal, and it's full of joy and absent of pain. So when this short, temporary, hard life is over, where are you going to go? The only way we can get to the Father's house is through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you're not sure, or if you have questions about what it means to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, please reach out to me through my website, meditationsandmusic.com. I would love to hear from you.